Ayon the kimeya b'shir, on Rashi it's a tzad on a bracelet, uvetabas and not on a pin. The yaitz above rishus rabim walk out with the kimeya tied onto this pin or onto this bracelet. Mishomaras hayin, then there'll be an ir samaras hayin. What's the maras hayin? The trash from the maras hayin. The lemerze command the boy lerefuah. Now, people won't think you're wearing the kimeya alsa refuah. That's the purpose. Ela letachshit. People think you're wearing it as a tachshit, to make like jewelry, to make yourself look nice. That's why you're putting on a bracelet. Bem is a trashy v'lav tachshit, it's really not a tachshit. There's some ela machmas daigas chili. You're only wearing it machmas daigas chili, take away the chili. That's why you're wearing it. But people think you're wearing it as a tachshit, and as a tachshit, bem is also to go out with it on Shabbos. Because tachshit malone, yikir adin, is also to walk out with it on Shabbos. We're afraid maybe the Isha will take it off and walk with the Daladamas b'shus Rabbim. So therefore, as Mara saying, since it looks like you're using it, that's a tashrit, it's us to go out with. And it's only mutter if you're not wearing it with any other jewelry. You're just wearing it itself. See, it by itself, everybody knows this is not a jewelry, but this is a different type of a tashrit, which is a tzarev of the guf of the person to keep you healthy. We'll see later on exactly how you, what to have to wear it, what oifen is mut, what oifen is not. For the morning after Mekasha, for a time you learned in the Braisa, Ezeu, Kimeya Mumcha, what gives the Kimeya din Mumcha to say it was checked out, that's a perfect Kimeya, it will always heal you? Kol Sharipa Gimu Bnei Yodim Kechud. It healed three different people at one time. Such Rashi, Votanya, Kol Shripa, Gimu Bnei Yodim, Liel Ketoni, Kol Shripa, Vishon, Vishil, Shafil, Wadim Echot. Before it was Mashma, or Mumcha, could even be done if one Reuven used this Kimeya three times and he got healed up three times. That's called a Kimeya Mumcha. And here the Bryce is Mashma, no, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three different people have to use this Kimeya in order to give it a Shem Mumcha. So it's a Stira. How many people have to use the Kimeya to give it a Shem Mumcha? How many times do they have to heal you up to give it a Shem Netzah Mumcha? And the Gemara Lekarsha, Holim Chuyi Gavro, Holim Chuyi Kimeya. One is where we're making the person a Mumcha, the Gavro, the person that makes it, and one, we're making the Kimeya itself a Mumcha, that it itself can be used by anybody. Such Rashi, Holim Chuyi Gavro, that means to make the right for the doctor a Mumcha. Strashi Hodi Tony Gimu Bnayodim, you have to heal three different people. Yishum Distam Gimu Bnayodim Shloisha Mini Chaloyim. Mistoma, three different people is the Pshat, they have three different sicknesses. The Iri, the Gimu Mini Kimeim. Ramela, this doctor wrote out a different prescription, Moshe, like he wrote a different Kimei, a different Loshen, different Ksav, for each one of these people, because since each one had a different sickness, so each sickness has its own Kimei. Sheinim doim zil zedana, doim ladodi, uliyam chuye gavro. So we're talking about now making this doctor mumche, shenasim mumche b'chol kimeim. What's enough community is called a mumche? That now any Kimei that this doctor makes, you're always allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. It like has a chazoka that it will work. Shiyasul oilam, anything he ever makes, kedarmina baba kama, like the Gemara in baba kama says, nogach shor v'chamor v'gomul. If one shor shtoises another shor and a chamor and a gomul, nase muad l'koil. This shor now is called the muad, he's v'cheskes muad to shtoisu, any type of behema. Since he did three different behemas, that's a chazaka, he's muchse to shtois all behemas. So here also, if this doctor healed up three different patients, three different people, with three different kimeyas, so the doctor is a mumche, he's muchzik, that any kimeya he makes will heal, will work, for any type of a sickness. But in this case, where one doctor wrote three different kimeyas for three different people, the mumche, the kimeya itself, the ksav itself, is not a mumche. What does that mean? If another doctor will write up the same ksav for the same sickness, it won't be good. Because it's not a chazoka, the piece of paper, mashal, the kimei itself heals. Maybe it's only the doctor that is muchzik. The doctor could make the mumcha, could make the kimei. Mashenkin, the ksav itself isn't a mumcha. So Kunda says, when you make a kameya, there's two parts to the kameya. There's the actual kameya itself, and then there's the roifa that made it up. And each roifa has different kirchas to put into the kameya. So here we just say this roifa has the kirch to put into the kameya, because this roifa is a mumcha, healed up already three people. Mashenkin, the ksav itself, is lav davka, it itself has a kirch. Therefore, if another doctor writes the same ksav, maybe it's not the kirch of the ksav of the kamei itself, that's marapa, but it's the kirch of the doctor. Therefore, the kamei itself is not called a mumchia. When does the kamei itself get a din to say that this ksav is becheskas to heal anybody that uses this type of ksav written by any doctor? So the next Rashi, Vodiktoni, Kol Sheripa Vishana Visholish, that had healed one and two and three times. Marvi Bukhali Yechud is talking about one sickness. Vikosruze Halachash, the doctor wrote this one lachash, this one like ksav. Veripa Gimupom, and this one ksav healed up three people, well, not up three people, healed up the same person three different times. Or is it Rashi? Oyli Yodemechud, either one person three times. Oyli Shleisherel, three different people. Uliam Chuya Kimeya Mari. Here we're talking about making the Kimeya itself into a mumcha. The Nasa Kimeya Lavade Mumcha. That this Kimeya, this Ksav now is the Chazka steal anybody who. Is it Rashi Nachmud? For the Tony Kol Sharipa Vishana Vishalish, that it was healed up. This Kimei alone healed up one, two, and three times. Mari B'chil Yech with one sickness. The cost was the Alachash, the doctor wrote this one Ksav. The Ripa Gimopom, and this Kimei itself healed up three times. Oili Yodem Echad, either the same Ruvain had the sickness three times, one after another, and every time he used this Kimei, it healed him up. Oili Shleisha, or else three different people were sick. Uliyam Chuye Kimei Mari. Now we're talking about making the Kimei, this Ksav itself, a mumcha. The nasa kmeya levade mumcha de odem zeh, because this person got healed up with three times. It's a becheskas. This kmeya will always heal this type of a sickness. Oyim kosvim shloisha roifim. Rest of three different wrote it. Nasa kmeya shalacha zeh mumcha miyad kol odem. Whoever writes up this kmeya, it will always heal up everybody. That's enough. You mean if you need three different people, or the same person could do it. So the Gemara, Amar of Papa, Pshita Li, Tloso Kimeya, the Tloso Gavri, if you made three different Kimeyas, like Rashi says, Tloso Kimeya means Gimul Mine Lachash, three different types of Kimeyas, three different Sukkim on them, the Tloso Gavri, to three different people, there's three different sicknesses, Tloso Zimne, each one of these three people used it three times. Even though it was one person who had the sickness, he used it three times. Then another person had a different sickness, he used it three times. Then a third person had a different sickness, and he used it three times. In such a case, the right for the doctor is called a muhsik. Anything he does will be healed up, because he healed up now three different sicknesses. And the kmei itself was also a cheskas to help, because it healed three times already. Any type of kameya this doctor will make, it's becheskas help. Because he healed up three with three different kameyas, three different sicknesses, sees becheskas heal anything. These three kameyas are becheskas now. Anybody that writes them up and uses them will heal. Nasa mumchim yad kol odem. Shreipa kol echad gimu pamim. Each one of them healed up three times. V'yein loy mamazla roifigurim. You can't say the mazla of the doctor caused it. Then hadavat lo b'mazla roifim. Because we don't go both to the mazla of the roifim. Hele b'chokhmosoy. A roifah zich has the chokhmah, that's what caused it. V'yein loy manami hachoyle gurim. Maybe the mazla of the choyle was gurimit. Shemisrapa yidei. It was muhzik for three different people. So it's more mustavr to say it's becheskas the kimeya heals, and not to say it's becheskas the mazel. So the Papa said, this is pshitetim. Ma shenkin, sagt die Gemara. So the Gemara, three different kimeyas. Le tlosa gavri, to three different people. Chad, dimne, each one use it only one time. Is Gavrius Mochi. The doctor Taki is Becheskis. Now anything he makes will heal. Because he made three different Kimeis and it healed three times. It healed three different people. So anything he does is Becheskis to heal. But the Kimei itself will not help from another doctor. Because this Kimei did not heal three people. It only healed one person. No, three different Kimeis healed three people. Chad Kimeis at Gemara. One doctor made one kimeya that healed up three people. So that's also pshita that kimeya is mochi. So kimeya is becheskas. Anybody that uses it now will be healed up because it healed up already three people. Of a gavra lo is mochi. The doctor that made it up, he's not a mumchi yet because he only made one lachash that helped three people. But it's not becheskas. Anything he makes will heal up. Trashi chad kimeya tlos a gavri lechayli yechet for one sickness. Is kimeya is mochi miyad kolodim. Whoever uses this lachash, whoever uses this kimeya will be healed up. However, gavri lo yismochi le kimeya achet to make different kimeyas. Shena shalacha zeh v'shochayli zeh. It's not from this one. So the Gemara boi rapapa had a shayla. Boi rapapa tlos a kimeya lechad gavro. The one doctor made three different kimeyas. That means for three different sicknesses. But one person, his one Reuven, first had one sickness, and the doctor made a kimeya for the sickness. Then he got sick again, a different sickness, and made another kimeya. Then the same doctor made for the same person, got sick a third time, another kimeya. His mai. So the more kimeya, vada lo yismochi. Vada, the kimeya itself is not a becheskes to heal anybody, because it was only healed one time. It healed this one Reuven three different sicknesses, but each one had its own kimeya. So each kimeya only healed one time. So if another person uses this kimeya, another doctor makes it, not becheskes, it will heal. Of a gavrius muchi eloi, is that right for the doctors? He becheskes, anything he makes now will heal or not. One side is, do we say, since this one doctor healed three different sicknesses with three different kimeyas, and it healed every one of them, so it's right, he's becheskes, anything he does will heal. By Duma, maybe here it's different. I tell you, mazlo da hai gavru hu dukom kabel kiswa tekum. Since he healed up only one person, this one Reuven, that had these three sicknesses, so true, he made three different kimeyas for these three different sicknesses, but maybe it's the mazel of Reuven that helped him get well. It's not the chochma of the roifa that did it. Maybe it's the mazel of the chayla, since it's the same chayla that he got healed up three times. So Rashi, kimeya vad lo yismachim, miyad odem acher, shere le ripu ela pam achas. This one kimeya only healed up one time so far. So if another doctor makes it for somebody else, it's not becheskes will heal him. The question is, though, is the roi for the doctor becheskes, anything he does will be good. One spur is yes, because he healed up three different sicknesses already. It's a chazokah. The other side is no. Mazla dai gavro. Malochoi shochoi lezeh. Like the malach of this person is the mazel. The makabal kamei is makabal the kameis. So that's where it helps. The Tony Kol Shwipa Vishana Vishilish. Once he healed once, two or three times, the Mashman Yodamech, even though if healed up one person, three different sicknesses from one doctor. We said before in the Gemara meant to say the Yismachi Kimeya. For Loy I'm reading that the Kimeya is Yebecheskas to help. As if one person used the same Kimeya three times, it's Becheskas to be a good Kimeya for anybody now. If it's one person had the same sickness three times, and he used the same kimeya three times, is the kimeya is becheskes to be good? I as a character of loy amrina mazlo hu. Why don't we say it's the mazlo of this person that caused him to get better? Rashi lo domi. Hosam chad kimeya. There was one kimeya. Hosam chad kimeya hu. Faleka lemitle b'mazlo de gavrim. Has since it's one kimeya, and this one kimeya helped one, two, three times, so by this moment, Stavra says becheskes, the kimeya itself is good. Elo b'kimeya, avad, it's the kimeya that helped. Of a hani, mashen kem bayos, over here, it's not one kimeya that helped three times, it's this one doctor made three different kameyas, three different like psukim, and each one healed him up one time. Is hani vada begavra tali? Here we have a tzad to say maybe it's this person that's makabel. It's his mazel. Oyber roifa, maybe the roifa. Oyber misrapa. Here we have a suffix. Since there's no real kol chazaka on one kameya, where you have one kameya, you have three times, then zikh b'cheskas, that's a good one. But here it wasn't one kameya, it was three different kameyas helped for three different sicknesses. So mesupik, if since it's all on one person, maybe it's his mazel that was makabul the ksam, but for somebody else it won't be good or not. It's the chokhmah of the roifa. So here it by a suffix, by a teiku. So the Gemara new Sheryl now we boil you. Kmeyin yesh be mishum kedusha, oidum ein be mishum kedusha. This kmey is like a piece of parchment that has pesukim written on it. So does it have any kedusha on it or not? For the Gemara my hirusa, my nafkamin if it has kedusha or not. Ilay meliat zelinim b'fnei adleikum. Tis aloch if you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, so they mat you to carry out certain tzvorim to your chotzer outside. That's called Kisvei HaKodesh, you're allowed to save from the fire and carry them outside. So maybe the Kimei also has a Kedusha, you'd be allowed to carry it outside. The more Toshma bring your Rayim, you say the favorish later, HaBrochis, if you have Tam, Nusach HaBrocha, via Kimeiin, and you have our Kimeis, Apopi Sheshbem Isios, even though it has Isios, like letters of the olive base, on Minyonis, Harbish, Abatur, and a lot of different Sukim of the Torah, a Mathilun Oison of Nehadleka. You're not allowed to save them from the Dleka on Shabbos, nor the Nisrofim Bimkoim. They're supposed to be burned in this place. So you see, claw that it doesn't have a Shem Kisvei HaKodesh to save it. So Rashi, Liaslinu Bishabbos Lechotze HaMarevis. That's a Shalom, how you go here to Chotze Shein HaMarevis, Chotze Yeh HaMarevis. But that's a Shalom, we'll go into it later. That certain things you'll have to carry outside to Yechotze. Kishar Kisvei HaKodesh. Yishai b'feirish ha-bruch, as it rashi, shetikni chachomim, yugoyin tisha shal Rosh Hashanah, yis l'shmonias v'yav Rosh Hashanah, shiesh b'malchi, yis l'zachrenis v'shefris, ehuad in minyonis mipash, yis habe, shay koisvim b'hen, yis mikro yishar refua. Still, you're not allowed to say them on Shabbos. Zadmur toshma, ho yikosiv al yodas ha-kelim, v'yakar yi ha-mita, v'yad psukim written on the yodas, the handle of kelim, or else on Kari Hamita, on the bed, on the post of the bed, is Yogid, you should like, or Gira should be Shalish, scrape it off, the Yignazu, and save them. Lashna Gemara was El Linyan Gnizit. Shalos, you have to be garners, bury them like. Toshima, no, you have a Kimeya that has Hashem's name written in it, is a ton Gnizit not. His Toshima, Yakosav, Ayudas Akilam, Yakari Hamita, Yogur, you should scrape it off, Yignazu. So you see, clear any place where Hashem's name is written is the Chiyuv Gneiza. So pshit, if Hashem's name is written on the Kamei Avad, you have to be gorid and be gone as it and bury it. Trasher Yikosav Shem Yagin Midiyikot Smokem Hashem Yidnezu. Cut out the place Hashem's name is it, and you have to hide it. So about the Kamei also. So the morel of the Shalu is Likonas Ben Beis Akisei. Are you allowed to walk into a Beis Akisei wearing the Kamei or not? May. Yesh bem kedusha v'yosir. It has kedusha that you're not allowed to bring in any kisvei kodesh into the basic kisei. I do main bem kedusha. There's no kedusha on the kamei, even though it has psukim. It has no kedusha to it. You're allowed to bring it into the basic kisei. So drashi stam basic kisei shalem besodos were in the fields. So toshma bring yiraya for loy b'kamei bizman sheinim in a mumcha. Mishnah says you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos a kamei that didn't come from a mumcha. Either the kamei itself didn't heal up three different people, or didn't heal three times, or also didn't come from a roifa that has a shem uchzik. The vehicle mina mumcha. But if either it came from a roifa that's a mumcha, or else this kamei itself healed up three different people already, nothing, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. V'yamrit, if you can tell me now, kameyim yesh ben mishum kedusha, that by kameya it has a din kedusha, that means you're not allowed to bring it into the Beis HaKisei, or b'zoyit shver, zimnim de mitzvah le-Beis HaKisei, sometimes when you walk in Rishus HaRabim, like Rashi said, the Beis HaKisei is in the field, maybe they have to go to the Beis HaKisei. And then you go in, and before you go in, you have to take off your kameya. So we have a shash for Yosli Yasin, Dal Ramas, which is Rabbim. You come to carry your Kameya, Dal Ramas, which is Rabbim. So how come they're mad to you to wear a Kameya on Shabbos? Just like we had before by Tfilin. Now let us wear Tfilin on Shabbos, because we're afraid you'll take it off and walk with the Dal Ramas. And the Gemara Lachem Mayaskin Bikmei Shalikrin. Is that what we said? You can walk out with the Kameya on Shabbos only with the Kameya made from the Shrosha, made from the roots of grass, not from Ksav, that it may have Psukim in it. You're only allowed to walk out on Shabbos with the grasses. So that sheet that has no Kedusha there, you're allowed to walk into it to pay Sekisei. So tomorrow, Vatani, we learned before in the Braisa, Echad Kameya Shaksav, Yechad Kameya Shalikrin. No, both type of Kameyas, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Whether it has only Ksav, or whether it has Ikrun. So even with the Ksav, has Psukim written in the Kameya, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Aye, the Kasher is if it has Kedusha, so you can't bring it into the Beis Kisei. Weren't we afraid maybe you walked out on Amis? Elohocha b'mayaskin, we're talking about Becholi Shesh Beis Akonim. We're talking about a Chol that has a Sakonim. And Mela, as a Rashi, Shesh Beis Akonim, Yishokole Minei, if he'll take it off, maybe you'll die. So such a person is cheated, is shori lemeir be le basic kisei. Is ich let go into the basic kisei? Mishum pekuach nefesh. But saving his life, is ich let go in there? For the Gemara of Otanya, echad chilu sheish b'sakona, v'yecha chilu sheim b'sakona, no. Even a chilu that does not have a sakona. So for him, there's no heta to bring the kumei into the basic kisei. Still is allowed to walk out. See, if you say kumei has kedusha, that's us to walk into the basic kisei, avad it should be shver. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe we'll take it off to walk down Ramas Meshus Rabbim. So at Gemara, Elokiv on Demasi, the Elamite Territ is like this. What are you afraid? He'll take it off and walk with it in his hand. Nein, he's allowed to walk with it also Mikradin. Afagav, the Gemara, Elokiv on Demasi, since the Kemeya heals you, Afagav, the Noket Leviyod, even though you're holding it in your hand, Nami Shapidom, I thought you also allowed to walk with it on Shabbos. Because that's also called a Tachshit, since it's healing you. Strashi, I forgot the knock on the biyode. Tachshita hu. This is called your tachshit. Tilkach. Inami, my sled, dal ramis, biyodai, in loy mechayiv. Even if you walk out now, dal ramis within your hands, still you won't be mechayiv. Because you're allowed to do it. The Gemara 9, the Gemara Tanya, not in the first place. Rabbi Shioimer, Ubavan, Shloyach, Zenu biyode.